You are now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience.
Welcome to the Shu'em Soul Experience. My name is Stefan. I'm the host of the show. And in this show, everything is geared about you and your attention. Because what you give attention unfolds within your perception. And if you just observe, for instance, in this moment, you could see that every few seconds something appears to us. And, well, in general, we get into anything that appears to us. We give attention to anything that appears to us. And we mainly give attention to our interpretation of the world, to all the things we think about the world, how we feel about the world, our opinion about the world. And we put lots of attention in that. And we let our attention flow in that. And once your attention flows into something, you become it. Just watch. Anything you give attention, a part of your identity, you could say, becomes that what you focus on. If I give attention to an angry thought, I will become angry. So my identity will be anger. And not because it's my identity, no, but I start looking from that angle. So what you do with all these things, you grab at your attention, you make sort of points from which you start looking at reality. And if you think we have quite a few points, even in half an hour, even during this, well, I'm talking now for 1.5 minutes, you might have had 20 thoughts, 20 feelings, 20 impressions, which you get into. And they all come a little bit to life. And they're all part of a bigger program. Because what you tell yourself on the inside, all these things that tell you what everything is for you, this is nice, this is beautiful, this is ugly, this is such, this is so, it's all defining your reality. It's all part of a program. Of the programs that you got, I would say, embedded with when you were very young. When you came to this world, you didn't know anything. Your parents had to show you everything. How to eat, how to go to the toilet, how to sleep, what everything is, what you should like, what you should avoid, what is accepted, what is completely unacceptable. So they taught you, in a way, your definitions of life. They taught you what life is. And since that is not a moment, but since that time, you started looking from that point of view. And we desperately, all our lives long, we try to fit life within our definitions of life. Which, of course, well, in general, is not such a very successful venture. Because life is life. And you can only have a viewpoint on life. And a viewpoint, of course, only means you can see a little bit of it. So anything we say about life is completely rubbish, as a matter of fact. Oh, it's not rubbish. It's true from a certain angle. But there are 20,000 million angles which are equally true. So you could say there is no truth in that sense. There are only viewpoints. And all day long we are caught up in our viewpoints. And we take them for real. And when you get into that with your attention, they are for real. The key is your attention. What we try to learn to people is to use your attention in a very, very specific way. Because the way we deal with it now, we let it flow on anything that pops up within you, is obviously creating havoc, chaos, drama, anxiety. All these things, all this confusion, all this. The key is attention. When we keep on giving attention to 100,000 things, we will be shattered over 100,000 things. 100,000 things will be a small part of our reality. When you learn to bring your attention into one point and not to let your attention flow automatically in all the things that appear to you, very slowly you start to get a certain grip. Because when I get an angry thought and I get into it, I become angry and I approach my neighbor in an angry way. You know, he will react to that. So if I don't get into that thought, if I don't identify with that thought, I'm able to stop this whole chain of reaction. Because maybe my neighbor gets so excited and we get into a fight, and maybe it could even end very dramatically. And the core is that you get identified with something. So all this work is all about getting you out of your identification. Because if you look right now, in this moment, on the inside, and you look without words, it's very clear that you just exist. That you just are. Yeah. And within this being, you know, everything arises for us. Our thoughts, our feelings, our impressions, our external things, everything arises within our being. First we are, and when we are, just watch now, and the thought pops up out of the blue. And if you don't get into it, it will disappear again into that same blue. And by the way, that blue is you. You are that open state or space, or however you want to define it, in which everything arises. It's your being. That's not far away. No, it's what you are all the time. Only thing is, you don't give attention to it, because we are so busy with all these dramatic things on the in and the outside. We're so busy. Yeah. And when you learn to concentrate, and you learn how to keep your attention into one spot, slowly, slowly, you could say that you get grip on your life by letting go. In general, we try to not to let go, we try to do all the things. That's why we only get more. When you give attention to trouble, you only get more troubles. Yeah. So you try to withdraw this attention and just bring it in a neutral point. In a neutral point in the here and now. And well, the here and now, as a matter of fact, is this moment. And if you focus on the here and now in general, it's very quiet, it's very harmonious, it's very open, and it's there all the time. So peace is always with you. You are that peace, it's just we don't give attention to it. So we found out that if you want harmony in your life, if you want less havoc, more harmony, more peace, more love, more balance, you should do something with this mechanism of identification. Because now, clearly, if you look at our lives, we are identified with, well, let's say the wrong things. It's just a matter of speech, but you know what I mean. So what we offer in our trainings are all different methods to learn how to control the stream of attention. Because if you get hold on that, you improve your whole life. Not just a part of your life, but everything in your life, because everything in your life is determined by your attention. And in all these trainings, you first learn how to bring your attention in openness and to focus it in one point, so that you are also really there when we're going to do the exercise. Because, you know, you can immediately start with doing all sorts of interesting things, but in general, you're not even there. 50% of your attention is flying somewhere else, is thinking about something else, is having an opinion about it. You are busy with your things. So the first thing you have to do is bring your attention in peace, so that you are open, that you're undisturbed on the out and the inside. And once your attention is open, once your attention is focused in one thing, you can start directing it to whatever you want. And what you learn in the trainings that we give is that you learn to, for instance, you learn to focus it on very specific fields within your perception. And when you focus on these fields and you start working with these fields, all these fields we work with are meant to harmonize your life. So you learn to harmonize your state of being, all your emotions, all your feelings, your energetic thing, your energy. You learn to manage that. And meanwhile, you clear up the things. So you're not so burdened by whatever happened. But everybody has a past, you know. So, and the it has happened. So the less you carry that around, the happier you are. It doesn't make any difference for what's coming tomorrow. So the more of that is gone, the more you are free the way you want. And that's what this is all about, is creating openness within yourself so you are able to see what is your way, what is your world, as a matter of fact. Because everything you perceive is part of your world, has a meaning for you, because that's your world. And when you learn to deal in a different way with your world, you might be able to create a happy world. Because a happy world is a reflection of your attitude towards that world. And in general, we are mainly interested, well, in our own profit, in our own fears, in our own wishes. So we want something from that world. That's the whole thing with this creating your reality, and people start thinking they become rich and write abundance checks and God may know what. Well, I think that's very much centered and focused on you. Not on your world, not that you create a happy world. No, you want to have the money of the world. Come on with that money. There's plenty. Give me some. Well, just to make clear that in that case, you want something from that world. Yeah. I think you create a beautiful world when you give something to the world. And not as a trade, but as giving. Just giving. And it can be attention, it can be anything. But we are so brought up and we are so grown into this attitude that we always are afraid that the world is not going to provide, is not going to give us. And so we create all these wishes and things and methods to get that money in or to create that happy life. And well, it's all the same. It's all about you. And I think you will get a happy life when you forget about you, you focus on making a happy world. And you don't have to volunteer all day long in all sorts of projects. It's in your attitude. Because you can do voluntary job for your own satisfaction. Well, then it's still about you. So the thing is, the less you're identified with these things, the more you can just let it be. Yeah. And the less havoc you create. And the more, our experience is, the less you are identified, the more you see the beauty and the love in life. Yeah. So when you experience that more, then it's much easier to share that with the world. Then you don't feel so anxious all the time, or this or that. No, then you are in peace and in harmony, and then you, from peace and harmony, you can relate to the world. So you don't have to change the world. You don't have to eagerly suck the money out or manipulate it so that you have your perfect life with the nice man or wife and the beautiful car and money in your account and blah, blah, blah. Pleasant things, don't get me wrong, pleasant things. But it's all about you. It's about more of you. More of the things that will, in a way, lock you up. It's more identification. And I think happiness or freedom, liberation, openness, harmony, balance are all qualities that come by being less identified and being less busy with creating your beautiful future. No, it has to do with giving. And the funny thing is, aren't these the same things that our parents told us when we were very little? Very small, share with your brother, don't be egoistic. It's basic stuff. But when we go older, we get into all this programming and the whole complicated thing. But I think, in basic, it's very easy. If you only care about yourself, and not only, but mainly about yourself, and as I said, you can do a voluntary job from for your own satisfaction, although you tell yourself different. As long as that's the attitude, you create something, well, ugly in a way. Yeah? And I think at the moment that your interest is not in there, you start creating something beautiful, because then you start giving. And I think, well, if I look around, I think that might be the right moment. If we look around and we see how much turmoil there is in so many lives of people, and, well, the life on this planet in general, let's try to make it a nice place. Because, you know, that's the thing now with this crisis and all the things that will still come, plenty of shit will come. With all these things, it's very easy to become frightened, scared, very focused on your own survival, and, oh, I have to do... And that will not make you happy. That will not create a happy world. It will not create a beautiful world. It's living from fear. And as I explained many times before, when you look from an angle, you see the world from that angle. If I look from fear, there will be many possibilities within that same world that I can't see because I look from fear. So the more you can let go of your identification, the more you are in openness. The more you are in openness, the more loving and caring you are about your world. The more it's about you, well, the more it's about you, about your wishes. And then, well, you know. So that's what we try to focus on, as in these sessions, but also in all these trainings we are putting online right now. Is to give people tools in order to harmonize their life, not to make it more interesting and more about you. No, just try to sort out all the rubble, all the distortion, all this noise, all this opinion, all this. And then you will see more and more, the more of this stuff goes, the more you will see that you are what you are looking for. You are already this peace. You don't have to do something special for that. You just have to stop doing nonsense. And literally, it's like that. But yes, in general, we need some exercise for that. Because we're so used to getting into anything that we perceive. Being identified with anything we perceive. So all these trainings, all these things are all geared about this idea. Getting you out of your identification. Leading your attention to the wide open space that you are. It's like a reset. That's why we call it a reset meditation. Because you were in a trip. And okay, then the trip drops away. And you are back in your own being, which you already were. But you just happen to forget it. And by doing that, and by giving it attention, and by repeating that, you will see that a different space within your being, and in your daily being, will open, and you will start living from a much wider angle, a much more peaceful angle. And, well, that would be nice, wouldn't it? All right, then I think it's about time we start our ritual. Close your eyes, don't do something else, because then, well, then you miss the ritual. So close your eyes, put on some headphones so you are not disturbed by all the things you hear. And just let the ritual shake you loose and lead you towards the state of openness which you already are. All right. Thank you for your attention and hope you're there again next week. All right, enjoy.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.
Thank you.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.